Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hayley Murphy was not only making big career moves in 2023, but she was also enjoying watching her two-year-old son develop his own personality, a personality that was looking to be as big as his mother's. Hayley was known to always be laughing and being very social. She really loved making others smile, and she didn't mind being the center of attention in whatever room she was in. That summer, Hayley was looking forward to turning 23 years old. She was recently discharged from the Army for medical reasons and had decided to pursue a real estate career while also deciding to enroll in business school. Her main goal was to make a good life for her and her son. But something happened in June that year, something that would derail Haley's progress completely. Haley went out for a night on the town on June 16th, 2023, her sister dropped her off at Slick Willie's Bar in Austin, Texas, with the intention of babysitting Haley's son for the weekend. After her night out, Haley was supposed to stay with a friend, then travel the next day in a rental car to go visit her ex-boyfriend to celebrate his birthday. The plan was Haley would then return to her sister's to pick up her son by Sunday night or Monday morning. Haley never made it to her friend's house that Friday night. She never picked up that rental car as planned. She never made it to her ex-boyfriend's for the celebration. In fact, Haley was never seen or heard from again. When her family couldn't reach her via phone or social media, they knew something was very, very, very wrong. Haley had seemed to vanish into thin air. Where is Haley Brianne Murphy? Hayley Brianne Murphy was born July 1st, 2000. She grew up in Killeen, Texas, and has been described as a fun, energetic, and very independent child. If she had wanted to do something, she would not hesitate to figure out how. Hayley grew up playing soccer and had a lot of friends around her. As a young adult, after graduating high school, Hayley would join the Army. Now, interestingly, part of Haley's duties while she was at Fort Hood in Texas was to check in on the female soldiers in the barracks. One night, Haley went to conduct her checks and found one girl missing. Her roommate also hadn't seen her, and eventually this soldier was reported as missing. That young lady was Vanessa Guillen. Vanessa's story made national news, so you may be familiar with her. But to summarize her story real quick, Vanessa Guillen was a 20-year-old U.S. Army specialist stationed at Fort Hood, same place as Hayley Murphy, in Texas. On April 22nd, 2020, she disappeared from the base, which sparked a nationwide search. It would be more than 2 months later when investigators discovered that Vanessa had been murdered inside an armory by a fellow soldier, a man by the name of Aaron Robinson. Authorities said he killed her with a hammer and then enlisted the help of his girlfriend to conceal and dispose of her remains. Human remains were found near the Leon River on June 30th, 2020. As investigators had closed in on Aaron Robinson, he fled and actually later died by suicide when he was finally confronted by law enforcement. The girlfriend was arrested, later pled guilty to charges, and was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. It is an interesting connection in Haley's life. Haley was stationed with Vanessa at Fort Hood, and Haley was actually one of the ones to discover Vanessa missing. Now, shortly after that, Haley would give birth to a baby boy. Now, everyone who knew her describes Haley as a very loving and doting mother, always putting her little boy first in life and always making sure he was taken care of. Eventually, Haley would be discharged from the Army due to medical issues. More specifically, she had some type of medical problem with her hip that caused her a great deal of pain. Now, despite being discharged from the Army, Haley was not going to be stopped, however, and quickly made new plans for her future. She decided to work on obtaining her real estate license while also enrolling in business school. The disappearance. Haley had plans for the weekend of June 16th, 2023. She was going to travel down to Austin, Texas. It is believed at this time Haley was living in Temple, Texas. Her plan was to meet up with her younger sister, Harley. Harley was going to babysit Haley's son for the weekend, and this would give the two sisters a chance to visit for a little bit themselves. That Friday night, Haley was planning on meeting up with friends and then was going to spend the night at the friend's house. The next day, Saturday, Haley was going to rent a car and drive to visit her ex-boyfriend to celebrate his birthday. She'd return on Sunday and pick up her son. And that is exactly how the weekend would get started. That Friday started early for Haley, likely in part to her having a two-year-old, I'm sure. She texted her mom that morning around 6:30 a.m., saying something about how she was going to change her phone number. When her mom asked her why she would do that or why she wanted to do that, Haley just said that too many people had her number. Her mom was kind of confused by this text and decided to call Haley. They spoke on the phone for about 45 minutes. Later that day, Haley met up with her sister. She got her son settled in to spend the weekend with his aunt and then asked her sister to drop her off that evening around 9 p.m. at a local bar in Austin named Slick Willie's. Harley watched Haley walk over to another car once they got to this bar, and it was obvious to Harley that it was someone she knew. Haley walked right up to the car, started talking to somebody, and got in the vehicle. Harley saw a man in the car, but wasn't sure who else might have been in the car, if there was anyone. She waved to her sister and drove off, excited to be spending the weekend with her young nephew. About an hour later, Haley called her sister to check in and make sure she had made it home okay. The weather had turned bad pretty quickly. It was raining like crazy. In fact, the weather was so bad the bar that Haley was at lost power. Harley told her that she was home and they were fine. Now, as the weekend would progress, Haley's family had no idea that anything was wrong. By Sunday, Harley realized that all of her text messages to Haley's phone had been going unanswered. And that evening, when Harley tried to call Haley, the phone was going straight to voicemail. Now, by Monday, Harley was beyond worried. She spoke to their mom, Becky, who lived in Fort Worth and worked in law enforcement. Together, they tried to reach Haley any way they could think of, by calling, texting, even using social media. In fact, her mom says they were blowing up her social media. Haley was always known to be online somewhere. They started reaching out to friends that they knew, but all to no avail. By Tuesday morning, Becky called the Austin Police Department to report her daughter as missing. Haley Breanne Murphy had disappeared. The search and investigation. Now, at this point, the search for Haley was on, and her family was just as active in searching and investigating as law enforcement was, perhaps more so. And generally, law enforcement doesn't know Haley, so they don't know her habits, her circumstances. And to them, Haley is an adult. She is certainly able to go without contacting her mom for a couple of days. The urgency for law enforcement wasn't there, and it generally isn't in missing adult cases unless there is immediate evidence of some type of crime. However, the families know their loved one, and Becky and Harley knew Haley would never go any length of time without reaching out to them. She would never ignore their calls and their text messages. And most importantly, she would never, ever, ever leave her son for any length of time without making arrangements with her family about that. So her family hit the streets and they started showing Haley's picture around to local bars, wondering if they could maybe figure out who she had been with that night, if anyone knew anything or where she may have gone. And they did get a lead when one person they spoke to said they remembered seeing Haley at Eddie's Bar in Round Rock, Texas, playing darts. Now this bar, Eddie's Bar, is located about 15 miles from Slick Willie's in Austin. Now, of course, at first, they're thinking this might be a long shot. This might be mistaken identity. But they went to Eddie's to see if anyone remembered seeing Haley that night. And several people had. They remembered seeing her just before midnight, playing darts. But from there, no one knew where she may have gone or who she may have even left with. Now, authorities start checking rental car locations, knowing that her plan was Saturday morning to rent a car and drive to her ex-boyfriend's. But they only discover that Haley had actually never picked up her rental car as she had planned. So, of course, their next step is to check in with this ex-boyfriend. They wanted to know, first, did he know anything about Haley? Had she even shown up for his birthday celebration? And they confirmed that he had not heard from Haley, nor had she shown up as he had expected her to. He had also not been able to get a hold of her. So it seemed that the last known sighting of Haley confirmed was at Eddie's Bar, if that is indeed confirmed to be Haley, and that would have been around midnight on Friday night, possibly the very early morning hours of Saturday morning. After that time, Haley's trail went completely cold. There were no hits or pings on her cell phone either. Her social media was completely inactive, and there was no activity on her bank accounts. As for additional phone records, such as who she may have been talking to that night. Was she talking to anyone else? Was she texting anyone, messaging anyone, perhaps making other plans? If authorities have received that information, they have never released it. Now, law enforcement was also a little reluctant to conduct physical searches. Where do you even begin to look? Do you look around Eddie's Bar, as that was the last known place she was? Where do you even start? It was the Austin Police Department who initially handled Haley's case, and pretty soon they did escalate it to the Texas Rangers for assistance, and even the Texas Department of Transportation would eventually come in to help. Interviews would be conducted with dozens of people. These would be people that knew Haley, and this would be others who might have seen her or interacted with her that night. Now, from those interviews, if law enforcement uncovered any clues or evidence, they have kept it close to the vest. But this investigation, at least to us in the public eye, has left two very important questions unanswered. Number one, who was that man she was talking to at the bar? The man whose car she got into? The man at Slick Willie's who Harley saw Haley talking to? And number two, what was the real reason, if any, that she wanted to change her phone number? Was she maybe having problems or issues with someone specifically? Is there anything to that statement that could lead us to some answers here? Or is that simply just a red herring? Now, of course, Haley's family was beyond devastated and desperately continuing to search and push for answers. They were a close-knit family. Haley had a 2-year-old son that they were now caring for, waiting for Haley to return home. The family would express frustration with law enforcement not moving fast enough to get some of these answers in her case, and they themselves tried to do what they could on their own. Her family knew without a doubt that something had to be wrong. Haley needed them. Haley needed to be found. This was completely out of character for her, and they were not going to give up until they found Haley.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Round Rock, Texas. Now, the tricky part in Haley's story is, where do we focus the search for Haley? She was last known to be in Round Rock, near Eddie's Bar. She had been visiting Austin, Texas. Her mother lived in Fort Worth, Texas. Haley herself had a home in Temple, and she has a longstanding history in Killeen, Texas. Haley has ties all over the entire state. So let's focus first on where we believe she was last seen, the city of Round Rock. Now, Round Rock, Texas is a very fast-growing city about 20 miles north of Austin. It was once a very small farming community. Now it's known as one of the largest suburbs of Austin, Texas, located in the central part of the state, currently with a population of just over 140,000 residents. Now, of course, Round Rock is mostly suburban with that many people, very close to a very large city. But there are some hidden areas that might be worth searching. Brushy Creek runs right through parts of the city. There's also numerous retention ponds, green belts, and wooded creek corridors. There's very quick and easy access to some very rural areas of the county also. And there's some nearby lakes, Lake Georgetown and Lake Travis, both within easy driving distance. Now, Brushy Creek is the primary waterway that runs through Round Rock. And the feature here at this creek is why the city was named Round Rock, for the famous Round Rock that sits in the middle. Now, eventually, this creek flows east through the county and joins the San Gabriel River watershed. Now, it can be a tricky area to search if you're searching for a person. There's dense vegetation that makes it really hard to get through, limits visibility. There's many extensive trail systems that run alongside portions of this creek. There's multiple bridges, there's culverts, there's drainage channels, and very, very steep banks in some sections. Now, of course, we're always very concerned with water and waterways in cases of missing persons. So there are a few lakes I want to note that are close by. There's Lake Georgetown, about 10 to 15 miles northwest of Round Rock. This is one of the largest nearby bodies of water. There's also Lake Travis, about 20 miles southwest of Round Rock. This is a very large reservoir on the Colorado River, which features extensive shorelines, coves, a lot of wooded terrain, and a lot of difficult areas to search. Now, another lake that I do want to mention south of Round Rock is Lady Bird Lake. Now, this lake has made the news many times over the last few years, and you may have heard of it. Numerous bodies have been recovered from Lady Bird Lake, leading to widespread speculation online about a possible serial killer, which the internet has dubbed the Rainy Street Ripper. However, investigations by the Austin Police Department, as well as some independent reviews conducted by researchers, found no evidence of a serial killer. The general thought from law enforcement is that all of these people that were found in the lake were a result of drownings, generally because of alcohol consumption, nightlife activity. That area is near a lot of bars. Some have been ruled suicides, and the city maintains the fact that they don't believe that they have an issue there. I do want to note some statistics here. There have been at least 38 bodies recovered from Lady Bird Lake between 2022 and 2025. Most of the victims were adult males, many of whom were last seen in the downtown district or the Rainy Street area. Law enforcement has stated that only one of these deaths was actually ruled a homicide. The majority have been classified as accidental drownings, suicides, overdoses, medical events, or other non-suspicious deaths, whatever that means. To the southeast of the city of Austin also lies the heavily wooded Bastrop region, which includes large pine forests and a lot of wilderness areas. The McKinney Roughs Nature Park is there, which covers more than 1,100 acres right along the Colorado River. Now, we know that Haley was last seen at Eddie's Bar in Round Rock on Friday, June 16th, 2023. From there, her disappearance wasn't truly noticed until Sunday. She wasn't officially reported as missing until Tuesday morning. So that leaves a large window of time for someone to travel out of the area. Days. Several days in which Haley herself could have left the area, or if something had happened to her, they could have taken her away from the area. So it's hard to think that we really just need to focus on Round Rock when at this point she could be anywhere. Other missing person cases. Now, I do want to highlight a few other missing person cases in this specific region. First, Elizabeth Spaulding. Elizabeth disappeared after a night out in downtown Austin. She was with her twin sister. This happened in May of 2024. The sisters were visiting clubs and they visited an emergency room before they became separated. Now, after becoming separated, Elizabeth vanished. Her case did draw a little bit of attention because it involved a strange, unexplained disappearance after a night out in Austin's entertainment district. Now, there's also the case of Jason Landry, which comes up sometimes when talking about missing persons in Central Texas. This is a case you've likely heard of if you do follow missing person cases. If you haven't, I really encourage you to check out Jason's story. It is so strange, so mysterious, and so sad. His family has fought so tirelessly for answers and to figure out what happened to him. Now, this would happen a little bit further south from Round Rock and is a case where his vehicle was found, crashed, abandoned on the side of a very rural road, a road which he had no point being on. He was actually en route home from college. This was an area that had no connection to Jason, and they just don't understand why he was in this area to begin with. But they found his vehicle on the side of the road with his personal belongings scattered nearby. There have been extensive physical searches of that area, and they have found nothing. Carl Beal is another case from Bastrop County. His case remains unsolved and is frequently mentioned alongside other Central Texas disappearances. He did vanish several years ago. However, in 2014, he was 30 years old, and he left behind two young children. Now, another very recent case is the report of missing girl Samantha Hicks. Samantha is a 17-year-old girl from Austin, Texas, who has been reported missing since February of 2026, this year. Now, there isn't much about her case in her missing person file, but with her case being so recent, her story is one that I'm watching very closely and truly hoping that there is a resolution in her story very soon. Theories and possibilities. So let's get into the theories and possibilities now in Haley's case. We have very limited information. There have been no released cell phone pings to follow. There's been no cell phone records with regard to phone calls or text messages. We have no named, identified persons of interest, nor do we even know who Haley was all hanging out with that night, the night of June 16th. What we do know is that Haley had been a devoted mother to her young son since he was born. Haley is very close to her family, has never lost contact with them before, and we also know that Haley was in a transformative time in her life. She had recently been discharged from the military, and she had begun schooling to pursue other careers. This young woman, this young mother, went out for a night out on the town with friends and vanished. Now, that's about all we do know, but based on that and based on the circumstances, what are the theories and possibilities in Haley's disappearance? Theory number one, Haley had just had enough and walked away. Now, I'll start here because this is often brought up specifically in Haley's case discussion, and I believe it has a lot to do with her time in the Army and her recent discharge. At least that's why I think people kind of consider this as a possibility. She had recently been medically discharged, and while she seemed to be moving full speed ahead, going for her real estate license, enrolling in business school, maybe there was more happening with her than people realized or her family realized. No one can argue that she loved her son, and while most people say she would never abandon him, she did make sure he was taken care of and that he was with a relative. So could she have planned this? Could she have just walked away from her life? Now, sure, with what we know at this point, she could have. But based on the information we know about Haley and going on the word of the people who knew her best, it just doesn't seem very likely. She didn't really have the resources to start over. And for a young woman very close to her family and friends, it's really hard to believe that she would just up and leave. But again, we can't rule it out. Theory number two, foul play. Since Haley just seemed to vanish into thin air, this is a theory that many lean towards. Did something happen to Haley that night? Is that why she never made it to pick up her rental car on Saturday morning? What stopped her that Friday night from continuing with her weekend plans? Or who stopped her? Did something happen at Eddie's, where she was last known to be? Did they go somewhere after Eddie's? And did something happen there? Have authorities officially ruled out all the people that she was with that night? We know that they conducted dozens of interviews, but they never released any details or information about those interviews. But this theory would explain why no one heard from Haley after that night, why her phone was turned off, why her social media went silent, and why she has never been found. Theory number three, trafficking. Now, some online discussions have raised trafficking as a possibility. There is currently no public evidence supporting this theory, but we're not really at the point of this case where anything can be ruled out. Austin, Round Rock, Williamson County, and that broader I-35 corridor are considered target areas for human trafficking due to the highway system that makes it really easy to get in and out of the city. Law enforcement agencies in that region have dedicated anti-trafficking units and task forces, including the Austin Police Department's Human Trafficking Unit and regional coalitions, which serve all of the surrounding counties. There are several factors which make Central Texas vulnerable to trafficking. First, there's that major interstate highway, notably I-35. It's also a very large and growing population center. There is a large tourism population and nightlife districts. There's also the proximity to major events and conventions, which bring in a lot of out-of-towners, and a very rapid population growth, bringing in transient populations, which no one gives a second look as it's so normal there. Investigators have stated, however, that in the cases of human trafficking, most of the time, there is some sort of evidence that they can note right away. They can see the signs that point to trafficking in most cases, is what they're saying. Now, these signs might include some type of evidence of recruitment or coercion. This might be through text messaging or social media. They might find communications with unknown individuals. They might see online advertisements or exploitation indicators. For instance, maybe they would see the person who is being targeted responding to some type of advertisement or post online. And while many of us might not even notice that, authorities are trained to recognize those signs. There could also be witnesses who place the victim with known or even suspected traffickers. And in Haley's case, none of that has happened. Law enforcement has stated again and again, there have been no signs of trafficking with regard to Haley's disappearance. However, it is a theory talked about in her case, and without having any answers at all, I think it's important that we just keep an open mind to every possibility. So what do you think happened to Haley Brianne Murphy on the night of June 16th, 2023? Haley is described as a Caucasian female. She stands 5 foot tall, and she weighed around 130 pounds when she was last seen. She has blonde hair and hazel eyes. At the time, it appeared she had very, very, very short hair, But I do want to mention, it seems through looking at her photos over the last couple years that she does change her look often, wearing different hairstyles, wearing different makeup styles, clothing. People have even commented that a lot of those pictures look like completely different people. The night she was last seen, on June 16th, she was last known to be wearing a light purple shirt, light-colored denim shorts, and light purple Vans tennis shoes. We believe she was last seen at Eddie's Bar in Round Rock, Texas. Haley has multiple brightly colored tattoos, which include the initials GSM behind her left ear, a third eye symbol on her neck, a fairy with large feathers on her chest, a tattooed sleeve on her arm, which includes a tree, elephants, and the words Braxton and Mitchell, a snake and a skull on her right thigh, words on her back, which go down her spine, and a flower on the back of her hand. Anyone with any information is urged to contact the Austin Police Department Missing Persons Unit at 512-974-5250. Anytime it comes to a missing person, if you do have information and don't know where to start, you can always reach out to your local law enforcement and they can help direct you, or you can reach out to Crime Stoppers. They will also keep your information completely confidential if that's something you're concerned about. In any event, if you know something, say something. Help this family find Haley. Thank you so much for listening to Haley's story today. Haley is still missing, and her family still yearns for answers and to bring Haley home where she belongs. Her son needs his mother, and at the very least, her family deserves answers. Keep sharing Haley's story. Someone out there just might hold the missing piece of the puzzle that could bring her home once and for all. If you have made it this far into the podcast and would like to help our missing person stories reach more people, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And a huge thank you to those who have done so already. It truly does help these names of the missing get the exposure they deserve. If you are interested in all of our episodes ad-free, consider joining us over on Patreon. We put up some bonus episodes over there as well. Memberships start at just $3 a month, and those funds are what we use to pay it forward to the families of the missing, whether it's through their direct GoFundMes or the charity of choice that they choose. The link to our Patreon can always be found in the show notes. If we do have any case updates or any news on any missing person cases, those could be missing person cases that we've covered and some that we might not have covered. But any updates or important news, we will share that over on our social medias first. You can find the Where Are They podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And you can find all of our episodes in video format over on YouTube. YouTube is where we can share more photos of the missing person and any other relevant pictures, such as evidence photos and maps. Those links will always be in the show notes, or you can just search for the Where Are They podcast. If you want to reach out to me directly, send me an email anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you again so much for listening to Haley's story today and for helping us keep her story out there. Please share, and let's get more eyes on her case. Let's make sure everyone in the country knows about Haley Murphy. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing person's story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.